You're listening to Divorce Literacy with the Divorce Lending Association, a divorce podcast where we dig deep into issues of divorce that center around the marital home, other real property, and divorce mortgage planning, helping divorcing homeowners and their divorce team make more informed decisions regarding home equity solutions during and after divorce.
Hi, I'm Emily Flowers with the Divorce Lending Association, and I'm a certified divorce lending professional, or CDLP. This is part of our divorce literacy series, and today I'm here with Katie Marsden from Buckingham Strategic Wealth. I'm so happy to have you with me today. I love working with you, and you do such an amazing job with the clients, and we work so well together. Tell us a little bit about yourself, please.
Of course. Thank you so much for having me, Emily. I'm excited to be here and to talk with you today. My name is Katie Morrison. I am a certified divorce financial analyst and a certified financial planner with Buckingham Strategic Wealth. So I'm a wealth advisor with Buckingham. I have been with them almost 10 years now and have been focusing on divorce financial planning really for the last, 7 years or so. So I help our clients who are either thinking of navigating or have recently been divorced, help focus on some of the financial planning questions and concerns that they have on their mind. And my job is to really guide them through that process and be their partner to make sure that they have all of their questions and concerns answered.
And you do such an amazing job with it. And we partner very well together because when we're looking at income strategies or asset, you know, distribution or whatever, you know, for the mortgage guidelines, the financials become a huge part of that and trying to get them in the system correctly so that, you know, we can both do what we need to do so they can execute their divorce settlement agreement. So tell us how you ended up specializing in divorce.
So I ended up specializing in divorce really, well, started by just realizing I had a client come to me after things had already been divided and decided and saying, here, split things this way. We've gotten a divorce and here's how things should go going forward. And it really got me thinking about my process and my involvement, that there was probably more we could be doing for clients to make sure that they knew this was, that we could provide good advice and to help them throughout the process to make sure they're making good decisions that were good for them today, but also kind of securing their financial futures. So that's how I got started, just realizing there's more we can be doing. And once I started working with clients in this capacity, I realized that it was something I was really passionate about. Mm-hmm. And helping people get through this time in their life was something I found to be rewarding and a good use of my time and talents. So it's really just snowballed from there. And it's where I spend quite a bit of my time today.
Well, it shows, and you are a very calming presence. I've noticed that with our clients together. So I know you told us a little bit about your practice. Anything more you want to share about that?
Yeah, so we help really anyone. I'm under the impression that anyone who is going through a divorce, no matter how much money you have, there is a financial component to that that you need help unwinding. So while you're getting, usually people think of, okay, I got to go get good legal representation. I need to talk to my accountant. And not everybody necessarily has a financial professional on their team or one they feel comfortable with, even if they do have an advisor, mm-hmm. to successfully help them navigate this change in life. So I think there was some research done that it was like 90% of people who are going through a divorce didn't reach out to any financial professional at all. So I think that is, you know, obviously a little bit concerning. They're getting good legal advice, but there is always a financial component to it that I think it's always good to have a second set of eyes. Even some of the most financially comfortable people who are very comfortable with their finances have a good grasp of what they have and kind of are in a good place can still use advice, because there is oftentimes a lot of complexity to it, and decisions that you make today can have a big impact on the future. So I also, even if you are very comfortable, when you are feeling stressed or have this big shift in life, or maybe there's some emotional component to it, it's really hard to think logically and review everything yourself. So having a good partner that can help you cross all your T's and dot all your I's, make sure everything is in good order, I think is pretty beneficial for most people, regardless of your range of wealth.
I agree. And a lot of people, it's like they've been married, right? And they have one financial planner, and then not always comfortable having that same financial planner once they're not together. Not a bad idea to have a fresh perspective when you've got that life change, and it won't be your only life change. So right. There's other things that happen, right? You know, retirement or this or that come into play, and college and everything, right? And you might you definitely need somebody by your side for all those decisions.
Right. Life has a way of just throwing curveballs at us. Things come up, and particularly with money involved. So that is something we can be helpful from the very early stages of helping clients get organized, educated, reviewing what they have, putting a good plan in place to throughout the actual process of answering questions, reviewing some of their options when it comes to the finances, how things are, they're talking with their attorney about how things will be split. What does that mean for them financially? And then after the fact, when a lot of the heavy lifting is done, dividing assets, getting, we have a whole checklist of items of things that happen after the divorce process, which oftentimes includes some of the property where Emily gets involved and maybe they need to refinance. So there's a lot of heavy lifting that happens after the fact and then into the future. I think one of the ways we can be extremely helpful is oftentimes when you're married, you're used to making decisions about finances, your home, taxes, kids with someone else. And there's usually a money component to that. After the fact, you have a lot of decisions to make and it can feel a little overwhelming. And we are there to partner and guide them through and to be a sounding board for any financial decisions, big and small. And I think that can be comforting to people to help them feel confident and comfortable and empowered going forward, that they have a strong, sound financial plan that will take care of them today, but also keeping an eye to the future to make sure that they're covering anything and everything that is planned and unplanned that can come up.
Absolutely. Is there like a little tidbit to educate us or a place where you would start maybe if somebody really needed to, they just didn't know they're contemplating divorce and they just don't know what to do. They don't even know where to start. What would you
do? So one of the biggest things that I tell people is how important on the front end it is to get organized. And you see this as well. Mm-hmm. Make sure that you are staying as organized as possible. Come up with a system. Keep records of everything, logins, documents, statements. Have a good handle of where everything is, tax returns. And the more you can stay organized is probably the best place to start, just gathering your data, getting in a good place. And I think the other thing that's really important in the beginning is building out a strong team, putting together a group of professionals that you feel really comfortable with and confident that can help you do all of the various things that need to be done during the process, that you could have a good advisor, you have a good accountant, good attorney, a good mortgage professional that can help you really do a lot of the heavy lifting so that you have someone to converse with during the process. And that, you know, then it gives you more time freed up to focus on yourself, your family, and other things that might require your attention during the time.
I love that. Love it. Thank you so much for spending time with me. I just, you know how much I love working with you and how good of a job I think that you do really breaking things down and explaining them to people so that they understand. If someone wants to get a hold of you, how would they do that?
So the easiest way to do that is through our website. There's some materials out there, resources. There's a place to contact me on our website with information. It's BuckinghamStrategicWealth.com, or feel free to email me directly at kmarsden@buckinghamgroup.com.
And we'll include all that in the notes as well on the website and the ebook. Any final thoughts?
Yeah, so I guess the final thought I would have is just that this the process is a journey. So make sure you have the right people on your team there to guide you, that you feel comfortable with. There's a lot of decisions. Don't let it get you overwhelmed. Bring the right people in to help you make those decisions comfortably, confidently, and you'll be glad you did. Your future self will thank you by having the right people in place and taking the time and energy to get the right people on your team.
I agree. Well, thank you so much. I'm delighted
thank
to have you here.
So, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thanks.
Thanks for listening to Divorce Literacy. Discover more strategies and solutions on divorce mortgage planning at divorcelendingassociation.com.